This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show, 1034. I was just talking to Drew Young, our producer. It's just another example of why I insist everything as much as we possibly can is live, even early on a Sunday morning, because wouldn't you know it, but at 8:13 or whatever it is, Doug Armstrong announces that Drew Bannister has been let go and Jim Montgomery has been hired to a 5-year contract. So, you know, things happen very quickly in this sports world, and certainly in St. Louis, there is never a dull moment. And we bring in, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, our dear friend Bernie Miklas to chime in on this as well. Good morning, Bernie.
Tom, good to be with you as always, my friend.
It was quite the morning as the Blues make this big move, big news, huge news, I would say. But that said, not totally surprising to me, considering the connection with Jim Montgomery. I just think the abruptness always takes your attention and your breath away. What did you think?
I thought it would happen. It was just a question of the timing. I didn't know that how long Doug Armstrong would wait. And that combined with, well, what kind of other interest is Jim Montgomery receiving as a coaching free agent? And if you waited too long, I mean, he was going to be snatched up. And the thing of it is, I mean, it's not too hard to connect the dots here. Actually, it's ridiculously easy. Doug Armstrong would have hired Jim Montgomery 100% to take over last summer had the Boston Bruins elected to fire Montgomery then. But they elected to keep Montgomery to go into this season, only to fire him early in the season. So if Doug Armstrong, who is very tight, very close, really admires Jim Montgomery, and a lot of it has to do with the work he did, the outstanding work he did as an assistant coach here. And you're also talking about a guy with a 660 points percentage as an NHL head coach. And when he was in Boston, the whole time he was in Boston, the Bruins had a 715 points percentage, which blew the rest of the NHL away. So when someone you know very well and someone who has done great things already for your organization, when he becomes available, and that's the guy that you had at the top of your list last summer, when he becomes available, you've got to hire him. I mean, I don't think that this is too complex. I think it's pretty easy. And I know that Bannister didn't get a fair shake in terms of time on the job. I totally get that. But I was reading a piece this week by a friend of mine who's a great analyst and was pointing out how the average shelf life for NHL coaches is like, it's never been more tenuous as it is now. These guys are fired all the time. So if a Doug Armstrong is going to fire Ken Hitchcock, and then later on he's going to fire Craig Berube, like, why would anyone be, like, shocked that he would fire Drew Bannister? Come on now. Let's put our thinking caps on this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I see fans already saying, boy, the Blues are so proactive, you know, opposite of the Cardinals, who slow play everything. I do see the sports different, though. You know, the NHL is known for, look at just the Blues history. I mean, Andy Murray, he's fired. Davis Payne comes in. Davis Payne's the next guy. Nope, he's gone. Ken Hitchcock comes in. Ken Hitchcock, legend, Hall of Famer, fired.
Right.
Fired. You know, and Mike Yeo takes over. Mike Yeo is going to be the guy. Nope, see ya. Craig Berube, they win the Stanley Cup. Berube's going to never buy a beer in this town again. You're gone. Drew right. Bannister takes over. Drew, he's perfect for us. Young guy, you know, young team. He can goodbye. He's gone after like 10 minutes. And here comes Jim Montgomery. I mean, this sport really is something, but we're used to it.
Well, and the other thing, I must admit, and I sound like I'm being way too fussy this morning, so I apologize to people for being so fussy. But, you know, some of the interaction I've had on social media and elsewhere, you know, it's kind of like, well, they're rebuilding. So what did they expect? They're not rebuilding.
No.
They had 92 points last season, which was a good year for them based on their evolution as a team that was in a retool. 92 points last season. This season, after bringing in Broberg and Holloway and Suter and several others, he added to the roster. He brought in more talent. And they're on a pace for 71 points, which would be 21 points less than last year. So, again, I don't understand the disconnect here that some people are just like, you know, can't figure this out. And they are not a real rebuilding team. Now, the thing of it is, we can all disagree with Doug Armstrong's assessment that he believed this was a playoff team. That's what he believes. We can say, well, he overestimated them. That's fine. But as our friend Jeremy Rutherford reported, you know, Doug Armstrong made it clear that his expectation was a playoff spot. And if he waited any longer, you know, they were getting worse. That's the other thing. They were getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Tom, their 5-on-5 game has completely collapsed. And they're one of the lowest scoring teams in the league. And even their goal prevention, although in the last few games it's been fine, even that's been cracking. Like, for example, the previous two seasons when the Blues allowed 3 goals or less, they had the 6th best record in the National Hockey League. This year, they're way down in terms of winning percentage when they allow 3 or less because they're simply not scoring. And then the other thing we've seen in terms of points per 60 minutes, we've seen a lot less this year from Robert Thomas. This is a rate stat, points per 60 minutes, because I know he missed time. His production's down. Kyrou's production's down. Jake Neighbors' production is down. Zach Bolduc has disappeared. Buchnevich is having, in terms of points per 60 minutes, he's having the lowest, he's having the worst season of his career based on that metric. So when you have some of your very most important guys, and all of them have declined this year so far compared to recent seasons, and then you have all these young players on the way, and Jim Montgomery is admired for his ability to work with young players. Thomas and Buchnevich and Kyrou all swear by him. Buchnevich credits him for making him a better all-around player when he was here as an assistant to Berube. I mean, pardon the cliche, this is the proverbial no-brainer. And I appreciate what Andy Strickland said as well. You know, the Blues are in the entertainment business. And let's be honest here, they got the worst record in the league over the last month. And they're not scoring goals, and they're incredibly dull, and even their star players are dull because they're not producing as they have in the past. So the arrow on every single thing you look at was pointing down, a hard down. So what, you're not going to hire a guy who's suddenly available, who over the last 2-plus seasons by far has the best winning percentage by an NHL coach? That I would think Doug Armstrong would – like resign and step down if he didn't hire Jim Montgomery, because it's it's just silly to continue down this path.
I'm with you. And I will say, and now you got me all riled up because now I'm going to be all negative here. But I will say that, you know, when it comes to the Cardinals and Blues, with respect to City and the Battlehawks and the Billikens, let's face it, the Cardinals and Blues are the two big dogs in town. They've had the long history here. And I look at the two teams similarly right now, although the Blues are kind of a step or two ahead, a year or two ahead of where the Cardinals wanted to be in terms of redeveloping their player development system and all that stuff. But, you know, who are the stars out there? I mean, when I was growing up, it's like, I want to go see Ozzy because I want to go see somebody that does something no one else in the world can do. I want to go see Brett Hull because he's one of the best in the world at what he does. You know, the Cardinals and Blues together here have got to figure out how to grow stars and be at their best so that the kids are wanting to go see them. They want to wear their jersey. Where are the stars? That's what I want to know this town.
I totally agree with you. And like with the Cardinals, it's such an obvious thing. And I think it's part of the reason why they've had a hard time, you know, keeping their attendance at.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Previous levels, and also just the number of no-shows were pretty glaring last season. And part of it is a lack of star appeal. And no disrespect to Goldie or Arenado, but they're at a different phase in their career, and they're stars in terms of their careers, but not in the moment. But the Blues, listen, they've got so much invested in their young talent. It was one of the reasons they went into this retool. And one of the reasons they were able to, you know, pawn off some players and get draft picks. And, you know, load up with first round picks. And they've got some guys, you know, on the way that are really exciting, like Dvorsky and Jimmy Snuggerud. Bolduc, I mentioned him. He's like a non-factor this year. That shouldn't be happening. Neighbors, all of a sudden, his productivity's down. That shouldn't be happening. So it's really imperative for the Blues to get the absolute best they can out of this new wave of young talent. And they can't have a guy like Buchnevich fall down as far as productivity because he's so huge to their fortune. So I don't have a problem. In fact, I agree. Doug Armstrong has made some terrible personnel mistakes. He has. However, Is that a reason not to make a coaching change? Like, in other words, so Doug Armstrong screwed up some stuff roster-wise. So what? He's going to sit in his office and say, well, I can't change the coach because I made a couple of three bad personnel decisions. So I'm just going to let this ride. I mean, does anyone really believe that type of thinking? You don't do that. Yeah, I mean, you put a roster together, and they have a better roster than they did last season when they had 92 points, and it was very much underperforming. So no matter what Doug Armstrong did in terms of constructing the roster, he's got to think about this moment right now because the season's at stake. If you don't act now, you're not going to be able to turn it around. So he's doing what he's paid to do, and I appreciate that, even though happy to recognize the mistakes he's made as well. But this has nothing to do with this coach and the fact that Jim Montgomery was available, the best free agent coach you could hope that would be on the market. I mean, Jim Montgomery, again, best record in the league in terms of points percentage, you know, over the last two plus seasons. And he won big in Dallas before having, you know, went through his personal crisis, which thankfully he's dealt with admirably.
Buddy, I had a rough day yesterday at the start of the day, and it turned out to be a great finish to the day. It finished with the Musial Awards and Billy Crystal and Bob Costas. My daughter Audrey got to meet and visit with both of them, which was really neat. And then they go out and have this unbelievable night at Stiefel Theater, and Larry Fitzgerald's there, and Salvador Perez. It was an awesome night. But there was something else that happened that night. After Indiana loses at Ohio State, which was tough. I mean, I didn't expect them to go in there and dominate, but I thought they would play a good competitive game. They did for a half. They lose the game 38-15. Damaging. Here come all the SEC people hollering about, see, I told you, Indiana's got the soft schedule. They can't win against ranked teams, blah, blah, blah. Then Alabama goes down. Ole Miss goes down. Texas A&M goes down. BYU goes down. Colorado goes down. I mean, one after the other. And Indiana suddenly is projected back in the playoff. It was a chaotic day yesterday in college football.
I don't see, Tom, how, and I'm not saying this, buddy, because you're a dear friend of mine, and I'm kind of invested in Indiana because of your passion. And I wanted to see them, you know, play a heck of a game, maybe steal a game yesterday. But Ohio State was really, really good. Their defense just, after that first scoring drive, I mean, Ohio State's defense just buried them. I mean, that's just basically what happened. But the thing of it is, we can talk about strength of schedule, and I get it. I do think that that's something you take a hard look at. But Indiana can only play the schedule that they were handed this year. And the fact is, they're 10-1, and the team that they lost to is ranked second in the country, Ohio State. And, you know, at some point, you know, you can't be such a snob about strength of record. You got to recognize a team that's 10-1 in the, you know, the number one or number 1A conference in the land. And that means something. That's really significant. And just because you lose to Ohio State, and just because maybe you didn't play enough top 25 teams or whatever, again, they don't choose their schedule. So I don't know what people want. You know, there's something to be said for just winning games in a year, as you just mentioned, leading us into this, where Ole Miss soiled the bed. Alabama soiled the bed. Colorado soiled the bed. Who else are we leaving out? I mean, all these teams lost, and now some of these teams have three losses. And, you know, if people want to play the game and they say, well, if Indiana and Alabama met, you know, who would be favored? It probably would be Alabama. But that doesn't justify the fact that Alabama's lost a couple games they had no business losing this season. And you say what you want about Indiana, that was not a good game yesterday, but that's not a game that anybody of sound mind expected them to win. I mean, they were two touchdown under, I forget what those point spread was.
Yeah, it went from 13.5 down to like 10.5.
So this isn't like Alabama losing to Oklahoma. This is a game Indiana should have lost. So, and if you look at like the playoff predictors you can find at ESPN, you know, Indiana's in great shape. I mean, the only thing that could go wrong is, you know, screwing up and losing to Purdue, and I don't think that's going to happen. So anyway, and I thought Ohio State was really bush league with some of the stuff at the end of the game, and just not even you know, scoring a touchdown they didn't have to score, but just some of the histrionics on the sideline, kind of taunting Frank Signetti. Oh, good for you guys. You beat Indiana. Wow. Well, boy, you're at the top of the mountain now.
It's kind of fun for me. It's like, I love being involved in this kind of bitter stuff in late November. Like it's a first for me. So I kind of like it. Like I'll get in the mud now. Now, unfortunately, Indiana doesn't play Ohio State next year, but that would have been fun in Bloomington. No doubt about it. You know, last thing here is that, you know, in college football, Bernie, it's just hard to win. It was proven yesterday. Indiana won 10 games, most by double digits, except for the game against Michigan. They fought their way through it and won. It's hard to win. That's why I think if you're an Illinois fan or a Missouri fan, you should take a step back at the end of this season, assuming that they can win their final games, and say, you know what? That's a good season for those programs. CBS is projecting right now that Missouri will be in the Music City Bowl in Nashville on December 30th against Michigan. If you beat Arkansas and you beat Michigan on national TV and go 10-3, that's a heck of a year for Eli Drinkwitz, and I don't want to hear it any other way.
No, it is. It has a disappointing factor baked in because the schedule was so favorable. So this would have been a year for them to get into the playoff, right? But listen, we're seeing it, as you just made the point 2 or 3 minutes ago. There are teams, good teams, teams that are better than Mizzou, quite frankly, that are going down left and right, you know, and having their seasons wrecked. So that's why it's good to have a healthy perspective, which you do. And yeah, if Mizzou can have a 10-win season after an 11-win season, well, that's not exactly typical Mizzou in the history of the program. That's still a very impressive achievement if they get there. But to tell you the truth, even 9 wins, I think, is a good season. Maybe a tad disappointing because there was so much talk about them making the playoffs this year. So maybe a tad disappointing, and that's okay if some people are disappointed. But don't sneer at what they've done. Don't sneer at 9 wins or 10 wins, certainly. That's kind of ridiculous.
I agree with you. Bernie, you are a must-follow on YouTube and subscribe to The Bernie Show. That is absolutely something you need to do. And while you're there, subscribe to KMOX Sports because we have the Gas House Gang tomorrow at noon. Kevin's going to take tomorrow off for Thanksgiving week, but he'll be traveling. You, me, Matt Pauly, noon, Gas House Gang, KMOX Sports, YouTube, and social media channels. We'll get into Cardinals, but we will absolutely talk about this Montgomery Bannister news for sure tomorrow.
Right, Tom. And by the way, I'm going to record, I'm going to do a Blues video about the coaching change. As soon as I'm off with you, I'm going to do that. Just, if you don't mind, one more plug.
Yeah.
Just so people can follow, can go look at that later at their convenience if they're inclined to do so. So thank you, man.
Absolutely. I know they're all listening now, so they'll be ready to go. YouTube, Bernie Miklas at The Bernie Show. And again, he's sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, and we love having him. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, get you ready for Chiefs Panthers next.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.